found out I was doing this at about 10:45 this morning. Thanks, Jeff and Van, for that. So the duration and quality of this lesson will reflect that. So I'm going to read a little passage here. It's going to be Matthew 18, verses 1 through, we're going to do 4. I'm reading from the English Standard Version because that's what the Apple my cousin says to. I'm not going to mess it up because I don't have Wi-Fi here. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus saying, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And calling to him a child, he put him in the midst of them and said, "Truly I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. And whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." And that's really the only verse I have. I brought my Bible up to battery die on this thing. And I can't even believe I'm using it as a Bible lesson. I think of those verses every time I'm watching Theodore's favorite TV show and I'm sitting down. It's on Disney Junior, Puppy Dog Castle. I don't believe I'm even doing this as a lesson, but here we are. Because some of you have little kids or grandkids have probably seen this show, but I'll give you a quick summary of it. There are two little puppies. They are owned by a guy named Bob. And he works for this company that makes all these puppy dogs for them. So they have all these cool gadgets and stuff that you build it for them. And usually what happens in about every episode, something happens. Bob needs this thing. So then the puppy decides, "We're going to own it, and we're going to get this to Bob." Because Bob needs it, he's our owner, and we're going to do it. And there's always some musical number where the two puppies sing a song, and it sounds silly, but for a kid's show, I can actually stand to watch it. I'm very glad you watched that one versus something like a kid or something awful like that. But, and I always think of that verse, these verses, when I'm watching that show, because there's just no question about it. These puppies are just saying, "Our owner needs it. Well, we're going to get for it." And one of their friends on the show needs help. What do they do? We help them. Just very innocently, just like little kids, just like the verse says, as little children. Now, you think about this. If we would act the same way, if God wants us to do something, if we would just do it. Somebody we know needs help. If we just did it, you know. Go to work to make money. All right, well, then just do that. Don't try to gain the favor. Just do your job. Do what God says. Just imagine how much, one, God would be happy with us. How much, really, in the long run, we'd better off we'd all be if we just did all that. And I can't believe I'm using his cartoon show as a comparison, but that's what I think of every time I'm watching that show with him. As little children, do what God says.